So let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt in Washington, D.C. Matt, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Excellent. I would throw the questions back in the debate to foreign policy again. There's several ways of wording different questions. One would be, how's that diplomatic engagement strategy working out for you with countries such as Iran, Syria, Russia?
Yeah, how's that extended hand, unclench your fist thing going?
Yeah, it's working out terrifically. Yeah. You could go with, in your 2009 Cairo speech, you said, and I quote, "I consider it part of my responsibility as President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear." So was fighting free speech and apologizing and blaming a YouTube video that no one saw for a terrorist attack on 9/11 a part of your responsibility?
Wow. And how about the fact that the guy who made that stupid little clip that's on the internet is in prison right now because the federal government put him there?
Of course. Of course. I mean, he's gone the way of the harder form of the Salman Rushdie type of hiding scenario.
Yeah, right.
Except he probably won't be doing as many TV interviews in 10 years. And, of course, given his video talents, it'd be hard to see a follow-up video coming.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's not going to get any funding for a second video. I think you're right about that.
Not so much.
Yeah, so foreign policy, and you want to see him hammered on his foreign policy, and how's that working out? Because the so-called Arab Spring, of course, led immediately to the Arab Fall. The Muslim Brotherhood is in charge in one country. Apparently, Al-Qaeda runs free in another country, and the one that we bombed for 8 months. Our old ally who kept the peace for 30 years may not be a nice guy, but he kept the peace for 30 years, and he's in prison now in Egypt. The region is less stable. The United States has less influence. And, Mr. President, do you think that the world is a better, more stable, safer place, and that war is less likely now that the United States has less influence?
Yeah, that was going to be another question. Has a more humble, apologetic, and weaker United States made the protection of our ambassadors less important because, doggone it, people like us?
Yeah, is peace more likely now under you, or have the results born from your foreign policy efforts proven to be not what you expected, something other than what you expected?
You see, I work at the Jewish Policy Center. I've been focusing since before he came into office on foreign policy, specifically the Middle East, and he is so incredibly vulnerable there that it's... I mean, if that's the one of two legs that he has for a campaign, one being foreign policy and Al-Qaeda on the retreat, which we know is not the case anymore, you know, aside from killing Bin Laden, is there any other accomplishment that he can point to in the foreign policy realm?
Yeah.
It's a major weakness.
Yeah, the reset button that Hillary Clinton hit with Russia has worked out really well. They're arming the Assad regime in Syria. They're treating us like we're clowns, because right now we are, honestly. Yeah, Mr. President, which would you consider to be a bigger success, your foreign policy or your economic policy?
Right. See? I mean, it's literally, that's the record. So it's hard to hide from that record. And also, if I may say, on the Libya issue and Hillary Clinton, there's two issues that need to be understood. One, of course, it is Hillary Clinton's responsibility as the head of the State Department for security for our ambassadors. Mm-hmm. That's one issue. The second issue that's more important is the cover-up, or if it's not a cover-up, is this a giant challenge to Obama's ideology? If his ideology is that there is no war on terrorism, and that's been stricken from the language, he can't use the term violent Islamic extremists. If that does not exist, so what is it that happens when people rise up and attack our ambassador in Libya, if that is not part of a war on terrorism?
Well,
it's a challenge to his fundamental belief system, apparently. So if it's a cover-up, then at least he understands that there is, in fact, a problem. And for the past 3.5 years, it's hard to tell whether he, in fact, thinks there's a problem with radical Islamist ideology wanting to attack the U.S.
Well, I think I know what he thinks, and I bet you know what he thinks, too. And Denis Kucinich articulated this in his opening statement at the Libya hearing last week. It's all our fault. It's because we have been messing with them for decades. And if it only weren't for us, everybody in Libya would be happy, and, you know, it'd be like, what was the name of Eddie Murphy's country in Coming to America? Everybody would be riding around happily on elephants and in colorful clothing, and they'd be wealthy, and It's all our fault. Dennis Kucinich laid it out, and that's what Barack Obama believes, too. If only we hadn't meddled. You know, we're the great Satan. We're the problem. They're our victims.